Jack Diamond Morning Show. Spotlight on Jack.
You know what the vibe is? I shouldn't be eating this. I should have a salad.
Mix 107.3.
So, I have a personal problem.
Well.
Shocker.
Okay. Don't we all?
Category? Yeah.
Sure, your category. Yeah,
category.
Yeah.
I suffer from something that I don't like to share with people because I don't want to be stigmatized by it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, here we go.
And it affects...
No, hear her out. Don't jump in there and here we go.
Wow, because I've already said that I feel badly about it, that I feel stigmatized.
Erica, I take that back. I apologize.
Let me give away these Mystic Mix and Mingle psychic fairs so we can pay attention to you.
Yeah.
This is Monday, Fillmore, Silver Spring. I mentioned earlier, Mon Ami Gabi, fabulous restaurant. $100 to spend before the show. Check out Bethesda Row Restaurant Week running next Monday through Sunday. I love the trout almondine, steak free. If the weather's nice on Monday, and it should be, sit out. Outside, relax. It's beautiful over there, and they couldn't be nicer at Mon Ami Gabi. Say hi to my buddy Adam, who runs that location. You know him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
They run a wonderful restaurant. So 1-800-727-1073, caller 25. All right, so what's the category now?
The category is I don't want to reveal something about myself to people because I don't want to be judged by it. On the other hand, it would explain so much about me if you knew.
Okay.
That I suffer really, I mean, very seriously and deeply from lack of depth perception-itis.
Huh.
Which is true. Remember, I had the surgery on my eyes, so I have no depth perception, which makes life difficult.
You can't see it before it hits you in the face.
I feel like it's somewhere else.
Now, you should say the surgery you had on your eyes when you were a child.
I had what they call strabismus, which is a lazy eye.
Well, it isn't strabismus, but I still like to hear it.
So it makes certain things difficult, like I can't. I mean, stuff that doesn't matter. Like, I can't play billiards or ping pong because I can't feel where stuff is. Yeah. I don't perceive things as where they are. Like, that's why I could be an awkward kisser.
For the kiss and you get his ear.
Yeah, that kind of deal.
The fact that your husband didn't have any enamel left on his front two teeth.
Oh, hell, he didn't have any teeth by the time I finished. So, like the other day, I came out of the Apple store and just sprawled out into the street because I didn't see where the curb was.
We thought that was the vodka.
Yeah, no, it was midday.
Jimmy,
there was no vodka.
Dear Lord.
Thank you so much,
That's
though,
what you
for
said. You said that, Jack. You said
handicapped. That's really nice.
Jeez.
Are you happy with that?
Yes.
She had to wear an eye patch, for God's sake.
Yes. I had to wear glasses that had one red lens on one side and one no lens on the other side and write with a red pencil.
You
as
know,
a teenager.
Bob, there's a girl in my English class I swear is an alien. Come check her out.
And I'll do things like I'll reach for a pen, but it's not there, and I come away without the pen. And people think I'm clumsy or drunk, but I'm neither. I have a...
Well, I'm not going to write that one down.
You're not being very kind.
I'm sorry, but I know you, and I know that you are clumsy.
Well, I think
I'm clumsy because I don't have any depth perception.
We've known you for 12 years, and you've never brought this as the issue up.
Of course
right
I've brought it up. You don't listen.
What?
So now I need...
I've never heard that either.
With her. You two are
on the
such
lack of
fibbers.
Understanding in the room.
Please.
But I don't believe I've ever heard that
of
was the reason.
Of course you have. And so what did you think the eye patch was, for fun?
You have reality perception problems, too.
Apparently. Yeah, so I've heard.
No, I didn't know that was the cause.
Yeah, that is
the
cause.
Had no idea why you wore the eye patch.
Why I was clumsy. So
you park the car and you don't really park the car, you just leave
line.
It wherever?
Makes sense to a lot of things. Now we feel badly about all these stories we love.
It's why I go to drink something and I'll pour it down the side of my cheek. Like, I'm not... Yeah. So,
it does explain why her boob job looks like Picasso did.
I didn't do it myself. I hired a professional.
Yeah, and but you showed them a diagram of what you want.
As they say in Seinfeld, they're fabulous. So I'm in a new building now with new people, and they don't know this about me, and I don't know how to tell them. And now I realize in retrospect, we had a thing in the building, a getting to know you thing. Mm-hmm. I probably should have just come straight out with it.
Yeah,
because the first thing I did was walk into a room with all these new people and I reached for a glass of wine, and I knocked three of them over as I reached for one.
Because they looked further away.
Exactly.
You were still reaching when you had it in your hand.
Because of my deafness.
See, now, I'm with you. I understand the issue
then,
here.
In embarrassment.
You're a bastard for making fun of me.
Right?
I haven't said a word
and
now.
And then in embarrassment, as I turned around with the, you know, flush of blushing, embarrassment, and humiliation, I turn around with the glass and promptly trip over something they have on the floor. With all new people in the building.
Well,
that I wanted to
at
impress.
Least you made a grand entrance.
Made a grand exit. I've crawled out.
Well, you know, Jack,
shame.
We actually have some sound of poor Erica.
Oh, dear God.
Recording. This
looks
is Erica.
For an excuse every day to play this.
There's Erica.
Daily. Yeah, there were pots and pans at the cocktail reception.
Of course.
Oh, so you knew this already. Okay.
Now I realize I should just be put in a bubble.
Yes.
And then just be transported from one place to another.
You see, it would be far less entertaining for the rest of us. It'd be work. We would have these stories to regale each other with if that were the case.
And you know they talked about me when I left.
Of course they did.
You know they did.
Of course they did.
For Erica,
they said she's cute, but oh my God.
Right. Please. That's exactly what happened.
Oh. For your safety, they should move you around like they did Hannibal Lecter on the hand truck.
That would be pretty funny. See her coming into the party, strapped down. They release her, and everybody holds on to their drink and backs against the wall. You look like Elaine from Seinfeld dancing.
Exactly. Spasming.
She wants fava beans and a nice Chianti is what she wants.
Oh. So, afterwards, did anybody engage you in conversation?
Yes.
Or did they seem to?
No, a gentleman came up, and he said, don't be embarrassed. You know, everybody has their moments. It's usually the first time.
Oh, and did he say, by the way, I'm Bob, I'm in 2B.
He's cute. He looks like MacGyver.
Oh, does he now?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're dating babies now just like Jimmy.
No, well, I suppose it could happen.
At least you can put all those glasses together.
Well, now we know. I'm glad you told us that because we had no idea that's what the corrective patch was.
We've
for.
Known each other so long, I didn't know you didn't know.
I swear to you. I got a pretty good memory for this stuff. I would have, you know.
So stop mocking me, people.
Jimmy, there goes half your repertoire.
I know. So disappointing.
Now we have to pick more on Blair. It's easy.
Ooh, the upside.
The Philadelphia attitude in a woman. It's a beautiful thing. Shira Kaplan in Northwest Washington. Hey, Shira, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for listening to us.
Of course, always.
Shira, what do you do?
I work in leadership development.
Oh, we could use some leadership development over here. You just heard the last 3 minutes.
Say that.
You know we could. Come on. You've heard the show. Please.
I'll be right over.
Do you have an intensive immersion course?
Yeah, I get on that.
Let me ask you just one question about it. Do you teach leadership? Is that?
Yeah. We run leadership development seminars and workshops.
Oh, that's pretty fascinating. Do you have one coming up? One you want to promote or plug? I mean...
Not anything coming up in the near future.
Okay. All right. Well, if you did, just happy to mention it. Listen,
thanks.
You're going to have a fun night Monday. The Mystic Mix and Mingle Psychic Fair and Happy Hour is at Fillmore Silver Spring. You're going. And I don't know if you've been. Have you been to Monomiga Bee before?
Once a long time ago.
You know what Adam said to me? He said, Jack, he said, how come Shira Kaplan hasn't been in lately?
He did. The manager, he's very upset.
Yeah,
yes.
If she calls, make sure you tell her that we miss her.
Perfect.
$100 to spend over there. Enjoy that. Check out Bethesda Row Restaurant Week running next Monday through Sunday, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Really excited.
Shira, it's nice talking with you. Thanks for listening to us every day.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Now, Mix 107.3 traffic.
Tough to win right now in Virginia.